something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Look at it. Look at verse 5 again. He talks about the priests who serve on to the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. Oh, I love this verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
Hallelujah.
A more excellent ministry. He says Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry than Aaron had. A mediator of a better covenant, established upon better promises. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, go back to chapter 9. In verse 12, I just wanted you to notice something. That's why I took you there to chapter 8. Verse 12, chapter 9, same book. Neither by the blood of goats, bulls, goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. By his own blood. The high priest of the Old Testament went in with the blood of bulls, goats, calves. You understand? The blood of animals. But here, Jesus went in with his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more? You know, once every year, the high priest offered the sacrifice for the errors of the people. We just read it. And so until the day of atonement next year, they were free of all the sins they had committed. But at the end of 1 year, the Bible says there was a remembrance of their sins. God remembered their sins again. He remembered their sins once every year. Oh, but in the new contract, he said, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more. Hallelujah. For if the blood of bulls, verse 13, and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful. And for this cause, oh, Liba Shandalamagis, for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, You know what that verse is telling you? It's telling you that all the errors that were committed under the first contract, under the first testament, that the blood of Jesus was also for their purification. Even though bulls and goats were slain for them, year after year, year after year, it didn't completely take away sin. Now Jesus came, and all the sins were backdated. Watch, look at it. It says here, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. No wonder Paul says that a righteousness from God has been revealed. He calls it a righteousness. There were different righteousnesses, but he said a righteousness from God has been unveiled, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. A special righteousness from God had come. The Old Testament prophets could only prophesy concerning it. The Bible says as they spoke, they were moved of the Spirit, but didn't understand what they were saying. The great men of old didn't understand it. This special righteousness, that not even Abraham had it. What he had was a legal righteousness. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. The righteousness that we have, brothers and sisters, is not a legal righteousness. I will explain it to you. Oh, if the whole world would hear this. Listen, the righteousness that we have been given in Christ Jesus is not a legal righteousness. Can I tell you about it? You know, when we study justification, justification is that you have been declared not guilty. There are several things that you need to understand about Jesus and what he fulfilled. And to understand that, you have to find out what Jesus is called. What are his names? Then you will understand. Remember, he's our apostle. The Bible says he is. He's our high priest. He's our captain. He's our ruler. He's our king. Are you hearing me? He's the Lamb. The Lamb of God. As you study who Jesus is, it will become clear to you what he might have done. Because he fulfilled several different things at the same time. Okay. The Bible says, being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Why are we justified by faith? To be justified means to be declared not guilty. Many of us have never understood it. Why? Why are you declared not guilty? Somebody said, because Jesus died for you. No! That is the legal aspect of justification. But you need to know who was holding you guilty. Listen, Jesus brought salvation to the Jews and salvation to the world. And we need to understand the two of them. Those who broke the law were condemned by the law. And so they became guilty before God. The Gentiles did not break the law. What was their problem? They had no law. They had no law. They were condemned by the simple choice of God. He chose a people from the world and left them in their darkness and gave the law to the Jews. But they broke the law. And now God, wanting to save both of them, he says, Jesus Christ was made a curse. Now, Paul's language is sometimes not clearly understood by many people, because it says that Christ hath redeemed us. Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Who was he talking about? He redeemed us, the Jews, from the curse of the law, because the Gentiles were never under the curse of the law, because they had no law. So he redeemed the Jews from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Now, because they were redeemed from the curse of the law, they were free from the condemnation of the law. Therefore, both they and the Gentiles who had no law, who were also a condemned people, because God, by his choice, look at this, he said, Esau have I hated, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Simple language. In other words, God chose Jacob. He did not choose Esau. And what happened to Esau? Look at his life. He became profane. From before they were born, God said, the elder one shall serve the younger.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.